You're listening to Artificial Intelligence. I'm your host, Alan Gregory, and this is episode number 1. Today's episode is titled, Behavior Artificial Intelligence. We have some great content for you today. But first, before we move on to talk about the subject of today's episode, let's take a moment to talk about our sponsors. The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world, but lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent, and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. Artificial intelligence technology has established itself as one of the most promising areas of research and development in artificial intelligence. The ability to think like a human with the help of AI is the next logical step in this area. Intelligent behavior is the ability to use knowledge about the world around us to make decisions in novel situations. How can innovative AI technology help improve the level of insight into human behavior? Artificial emotional intelligence is an area that has the potential to provide insights into the intelligence of emotions and traits associated with individuals, without the human bias that often confuses so-called studies and subsequent data. In other words, how do people who use what they know behave to get what they want? The premise of AI research is that this type of intelligence is of a fundamental computational nature, and we can therefore find a way to replicate it in a machine. This is because the artificial learner receives rewards for actions that have positive results, and the system itself gains skill in many training episodes. Over the last decade, we have seen a number of successful examples of this type of learning in artificial intelligence. Chess champion Garry Kasparov was beaten by IBM's Deep Blue in 1997, and DeepMind beat AlphaGo in 2016. Lee Sedol, one of the best chess players in the world. A gambling agent must defeat a person who has won a special honor, such as being world champion in chess, Go, or poker. Artificial intelligence is usually defined as a process that lets a computer do things that require intelligence when humans don't. It must be carried out in such a way that it is the correct diagnosis of the problem, the narrowest of its answers, and the answer to a specific question. Early optimism about the achievement of intelligence at the human level has given way to a recognition of the deep difficulties of this problem. But the 5 decades since AI was introduced have been very slow. Very simple human behavior can be intelligent, but quite complex insect behavior is unintelligent. Even if AI reaches superhuman intelligence levels, this blog post will need to be revisited and rewritten by a computer more intelligent than me. It is common to offer special human qualities that a machine could never imitate. The challenge is whether such a system can accurately detect emotions and deception in humans. If that happens, it must happen in the context of an October, and there is no context that is right for it. In the near future, software and hardware agents powered by artificial intelligence will penetrate every aspect of society. The science of machine behavior can lay the foundation for the development of human-machine interaction in the future. Harry has certified the facial action coding system, which uses objective measurements of facial muscle movements. We must use all the instruments at our disposal to understand and regulate its effects on humanity. Machines are not the only agents or even said species that inhabit the world because they have anthropomorphic features. AI researchers and practitioners use the term, human-centric AI, to describe intelligent systems developed with a view to social responsibility, addressing issues of fairness, accountability, interpretation, and transparency. In our desiderata, we consider what it means to have an AI that includes the human center, including the factors underlying the need for fairness and interpretable transparency, but it can cover more than these issues. At the heart of human-centered AI is the notion that there is a way for intelligent systems to solve problems, especially when they use ML, whether trained in computer science or AI, that is, by using natural language processing. Human-centric AI does not mean that the AI algorithm or ML must think like a human or be cognitively plausible. However, we recognize that people who are not experts in AI or computer science fall back on theories of the mind that are designed to facilitate their understanding and to draw on socio-cultural norms that have emerged to avoid human conflict. However, we recognize that many of these people, even if they are not experts in computer science and/or computer science, fall back on theories and ways of thinking that are intended to facilitate the development of intelligent systems that they understand and understand. The pursuit of human-centric AI offers the opportunity for a research agenda that improves scientific understanding of the fundamentals of AI and ML while supporting intelligent products and services that interact with people in everyday contexts. Intelligent systems can be built to help people understand, but only if we make them human-centric. This is all for today, guys. My name is Alan and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of Artificial Intelligence and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.